Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 7:08 and 38. Appreciate you hanging out. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, the first ever luxury space hotel is expected to launch in 2021. This is crazy. And it's taking reservations now. Orion Span is a company with the mission to, quote, build and sustain human communities in space accessible to all. Their space hotel, called the Aurora Station, will orbit 200 miles above the Earth and offer rooms to space travelers. This is crazy, man. A 12-day stay aboard the Aurora Station has a starting price of $9.5 million. And you can reserve your room today with a refundable deposit of $80,000. I wonder if they have any deals on, like, Travelocity or Hotels.com. See if you can do, like, a bundle package. And, you know, maybe someday they will. You'll be able to bundle your hotel and spacecraft rental craft when you take your trip to the moon or to Mars or whatever. It could happen, folks. It could happen. The future. The future is now. According to a new study, fewer people are binge drinking in states where recreational weed is legal. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that 1 in 6 adults in America are binge drinking at least once a week. But in states where weed is legal, that number is 13% lower because people are hitting the bong instead. That's right. Not the beer bong. The other kind of bong. TJ Miller was arrested yesterday in New York for allegedly calling in a fake bomb threat. This guy has kind of gone off the rails a little bit. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Connecticut, the former Silicon Valley star called 911 on March 18th to report that a female passenger aboard an Amtrak train heading into Washington, D.C. had a, quote, bomb in her bag. Officials stopped the train in Westport, Connecticut, and evacuated passengers while a bomb squad did a search. No explosives were found. USA Today says it was later discovered that Miller was on a different train, which was also stopped with no explosive found, and that he had been removed from the train in New York because of intoxication. According to the complaint, an attendant said Miller had argued with a woman who was sitting nearby. He was released on a $100,000 bond yesterday and faces 5 years in prison if convicted. Why would you do that? You know, he got let go from the TV show. He's had some issues with drinking, and now he's calling him bomb threats. I don't know, man. And I like TJ Miller. He was a good stand-up comedian, but he sounded like he's going a little cuckoo. So we'll wait and see. Big news. The big thing is, don't call him bomb threats. It's stupid. You're a moron if you think that's even somewhat of a good idea. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?